Welcome back to a new episode. You're listening to the Ball City Bloggers podcast. Hi, I'm Genesis, your host, and this is where we will talk all about how to start, grow, and monetize your blog by simplifying the process, strategizing with intention, and creating a plan for profits. How do I know the frameworks I teach undeniably work? Because I spent years following all of the blog guru strategies, and it kept me stuck at making $0 in my blogging business. Once I decided to block out the noise, I created my own framework that allowed me to quit my job in 2 months, book out my business in 4 months, and hit six figures in under 17 months, all by defying the rules. Now I help female bloggers like you do the exact same. Recognizing a gap in how bloggers try to grow and monetize their new blog, I set out to create never-seen-before affordable blog coaching that is fully customized to your blogging business. This ensures that you will be put on a fast track to make money blogging the right way. A unique approach using blogging and SEO strategies to expand your reach, sell more with ease, and relax while the sales come in while you're sleeping or shopping for groceries. And a blogging membership for bloggers called the Blogging Ladies Membership who want to start their own blog, create their own offers to sell, and make money on autopilot. Truth is, we don't turn our heads away from the real talk here. I share with you all of the truths, secrets, strategies, and step-by-step action plans that I've tried and tested with myself and all of my clients. Ready to grow and monetize your blogging business? Check out my free masterclass in the show notes below called Six Figure Blogging Secrets and learn the exact strategies that I've used to build my blog to six figures. Now let's tune in to today's episode. Hi ladies, welcome to another video training. I'm gonna be uploading new video trainings every Thursday, so keep watching on Thursdays. So today we're gonna be talking about everything that you need to include in a blog post. So let's jump in. So number one is a good catchy title that entices the reader to read the post. Like you need something that is gonna make your ideal reader be like, yes, I need to read this post. This is going to be so helpful to me. And helpful is the key word. You want to write posts that people want and need, and that's going to be helping your ideal reader. Because honestly, blogging has changed now, and you don't really want to write content that is for you. You want to write content that is for your ideal reader. So number two is a good introduction that makes the reader want to read even more. So you want, you know, like the introduction everyone will read. So you want to make that like so enticing and good. And so the reader will, you know, want to read more of your posts. So the introduction is like very important. And you can start off with like asking a question, and then you can tell them like why they need to read this post, what they're going to learn in this post, or what they're going to read, whatever. So number three is headings. You want to be using H2 headings and H3 headings, but you don't want to use an H3 heading if you haven't used an H2 yet. So you always want to use H2 headings first. Your title will always be H1, but SEO reads your post as H1, then H2, then H3, then your paragraph, then H4, and so on. So you want to use H2 first, then H3. Don't just use H3 because you want your headings to look smaller on your website. Don't do that because SEO reads it as H2, H3, paragraph, and then H4. So then number four is branded images. You want to have images that reflect your brand, your vision, and values. So don't throw a yellow colored image on your website if your website is, your brand is like pink colors. You know what I mean? I mean, you can use like different like colors, like neutral colors. Like I'll use like white colors and like something that like looks like my brand. You know what I mean? Like at least like matches. So yeah, branded images that reflect your vision and values for your blog. And then number five is image alt text that contains your keywords. So if you're not familiar with keyword research, you can do keyword research on Uber Suggest. And you can do keyword research on Google Keyword Planner, and they're both free. So what you want to find is keywords that are high competition, high volume and low competition. And high volume means that people are searching for that specific keyword a lot, like on Google. And low competition means that there's like nobody really competing for that same keyword. You know what I mean? So that is that. So you want to do image alt text, and you want to put keywords in your image alt text. So like the image descriptions. Number six is sign up forms. So you need to be giving away freebies for your audience to sign up to your email list. Having an email list is like very, very important. So you want to have some sign up forms within your post. Depending how long it is, I always like to put one in more towards the front of my post and then maybe towards like the middle or the end. So, and you need to be giving freebies. And the freebies need to be something that your ideal reader will really want and need. They need to be saying like, yes, this is a no-brainer. I really need this freebie. I want it so bad. And then they sign up to your email list. So number seven is affiliate links related to your posts. So you don't want to use affiliate links that are about mental health if your blog post is clearly about dogs. So you want to have related affiliate links within your posts. And also a little tip for you is to put the affiliate links in more toward the front of the blog post, because not everybody's going to read your whole post. Like, that's just how it is. So you want to have it more towards the front of the post, because everybody will read the front of the post, most likely. And number eight, you want to have at least 1,500 words. The longer the content, the better. A lot of new bloggers think that they have to put a whole bunch of blog posts on their blog website, but this is not true. You don't have to write a lot of content and publish a lot of content. You need to be writing good, lengthy content that serves your ideal reader. And you need to be doing this on a consistent basis. So whatever consistent looks like to you, if it's posting only once a month and you can only be consistent once a month, then post once a month. If you can do twice a week, and that's like you can be consistent with posting twice a week, then post twice a week. But as long as the content is good and lengthy and quality, so it's quality over quantity. You need to be publishing quantity content on a consistent basis. So outbound links, number nine, outbound links. So you want to have links that direct off of your website. So this could be, affiliate links count as outbound links. And you can also link to other websites, other places, Instagram, anything. But you have to have those links that direct off of your website. Number 10 is inbound links. So you want to have links that link to different pages on your website. This could be blog posts, different pages. If you want somebody to go to your about page, doesn't matter. But you just want to have like a few related blog posts throughout your posts and lead them to different pages. And yeah, so number 11. You want to have a meta description for the post. If you're using WordPress, then make sure you are using the Yoast SEO. Yoast SEO will tell you everything that you have to put in your blog post to make sure that you are doing your SEO correctly. So you want to have a meta description with the focus keyword. And number 12 is keywords throughout the post. So like I said, you can do keyword research and you can look this up. There's so many different YouTube videos. Let me know below in the comments if you want me to do something on, do like a free training on keywords, keyword research. So you want to have keywords all throughout the post, but you want to also have different variations of that keyword. So you don't want to have just that specific keyword that you find. You want to switch it up a bit and have different variations of that keyword. So number 13 is add it to a category. Add a category to your posts. What am I saying? Add a category to your post. So you want to limit your categories to just 5. You have to remember that every time you create a new category on your website, you also create a new page. And when you have more pages created on your website can slow down. So you should just limit your categories to just 5. And this will also be good for your ideal reader. So that is that. And then number 14 is 1 to 2 tags. So if you go into WordPress, if you're using WordPress, there's like a section on the side where, like by your categories, where you can have tags. And I recommend just putting, 1 to 2 tags in there. So you want to have a call to action at the end. This is very important for people who do make it to the end. and you want to take somebody to your new blog post. And then you want to take somebody, if you do have services or your products page or wherever you want to take them, you just want to have, one call to action and some blog posts. So you can tell them to sign up to your email list. You can give them some kind of action to take next. Lots of people, when they're reading content, they need to be told what to do because they're not going to do it unless you say, hey, go sign up to my email list. They're going to be like, okay, I will. So, and then number 16 is a featured image with alt text. So alt text basically means description of whatever the image is. And you want to have keywords in the featured image alt text as well. And that is all. That is everything, I think. I think I want to go over what makes a good post, though. Number 1 is readable content. So you want to write posts that people actually want and need, like I said. And then you want to put your posts in Grammarly so you can check all the spelling and grammar and make sure that's good. You need your posts to be interesting. People need to want to read it in order to click it and read it. And then it needs to be laid out good. So you want to have your introduction. And then you want to have like a featured image, like a Pinterest image that they can share or something. You can also see an example of like how my posts are like written. So you need to have your introduction, an image that they can share on Pinterest. And then you can have your heading heading 2. And then you have your steps. So you can do like heading 2, how to write a blog post. Step 1, a good catchy title that entices the reader. And then do a couple paragraphs on that. And then number 2. And these, so your heading 2, and then the steps would be heading 3s. And then you would have paragraph text. So you need to have a good outline like that. And then after those steps, then you can have your conclusion. And then you can have your email list sign up form again, and then your blog posts that you want them to go to next. Number 2 is clickable content. So your blogs need to entice the reader to click on it. It needs to help them. I know I'm repeating myself, but it's very important. And it needs to be scrollable. So lots of people don't want to read huge chunks of paragraphs. Your content needs to be scrollable. So you need to break up paragraphs. Like, it's not going to be like you're writing an essay. That's not how you write blog posts anymore. You're not writing an essay. You're writing something that's going to help somebody. Or, something that they can just scroll through quickly. Because people don't have a lot of time to just read your posts. And people's attention spans, too, are, like, really bad these days. Like, I don't ever read a full post. I'm just saying, like, I really don't, unless it's, like, really easy to scroll through. So you need to be breaking up your paragraphs, like, 1 to 2 sentences max, 3 sentences within a paragraph, and, like, be breaking up those paragraphs. So it's easy for somebody to read. And then you want lengthy content, like I said, so you want to have at least 1,500, but if you can do more, then that's, like, the goal. So that is everything that I think that I want to cover with you guys today. make sure you have a comment section. If you're using WordPress, I'm sure that they already have a comment section in there, but make sure, because WordPress is difficult. So yeah, I think that is everything that I want to cover. Oh, also you can put social share icons at the bottom. That's one more thing. Social share icons, so they can follow your Instagram or Facebook or whatever you want them to follow. So yeah. Well, I hope you guys have a good day. I hope this was helpful. If you want, you can go to my resource library. And I have a blog post, because I know this was a lot of information. I have a blog post. Did I just say that? I have a blog checklist that takes you through everything that you have to do for each blog post. So if you want to go download this checklist, then it's going to be in my resource library. I will drop a link to the resource library when I upload this video. So have a good day, guys. Bye.